This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on data protection for a safer digital ecosystem. The participants are Pavan Duggal, IT expert, and Prasoon Srivastav, journalist.
Cabinet on Wednesday gave go-ahead to Digital Personal Data Protection Bill, which is expected to be tabled in the upcoming session of Parliament. The bill is expected to lay a framework to protect privacy of individuals. So this has been long pending demand, and also Supreme Court has upheld that right to privacy is a fundamental right. Mr. Duggal, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you on your show.
Mr. Duggal, give us more details of the bill, what you understand as the bill, and if how should individual look at this bill?
Well, at the time when we talk, the cabinet has only approved this Digital Personal Data Protection Bill 2023, but the exact draft of the bill is still not in the public domain. And since the draft is not in the public domain, we do not have the benefit of reading through its language or the provisions thereof. Hence, our knowledge is only going to be limited to what is being reported in the public domain. But having said that, I find that this entire exercise is a great step forward by India as a nation. The reason is very clear. India as a nation has been suffering from a massive policy vacuum over the last more than 2.5 decades as far as data protection is concerned. At the time when I talk today, India does not have a dedicated data protection law. Also, India does not have a dedicated law on privacy. In addition, we also are at a unique juncture of history where India as a nation does not even have a dedicated law on cybersecurity. So when this collective vacuum is looked at, you often find that data is the most vulnerable point in the data economy ecosystem. And it's keeping this thing in mind that the government has been alive to the need for going ahead and protecting data, specifically personal data of individuals in the entire ecosystem. It is in this context that this now Personal Data Protection Bill has been approved by the cabinet for passage or for the purposes of presenting to the Indian Parliament. Now, when I look at this entire journey of India in terms of coming up with a new data protection legal regime, I find it's a very eventful journey which has spread over many years. In fact, the first need for data protection was felt way back in the year 2000 itself, and India was actually going ahead and enacting the Information Technology Act 2000. But then, because the IT Act was not a data protection law, we didn't have a dedicated legal framework, so some sections were added under the IT Act, including Section 43 and 66 at those point of time. The Information Technology Amendment Act 2008 came in after the Mumbai attacks, and that added yet another new, very imperative and important clause on data protection under the IT Act, being Clause 43A. Then the government, way back in 2011, came up with the information technology rules, specifically the Information Technology Intermediary Guidelines Rules 2011 and the Information Technology Reasonable Security Practices and Procedures and Sensitive Personal Data or Information Rules. The committee took almost 2 years to elaborately discuss the various parameters and provisions of the Personal Data Protection Bill 2019 and gave its report to the Indian government and to the Indian Parliament. And pursuant to that, the government thereafter came up with a draft Digital Personal Data Protection Bill 2022, first for public comments. Various comments were collated, and subsequently thereto, the government has now come up with the draft Digital Personal Data Protection Bill 2023. So it's been actually checkered in journey as far as India is concerned on data protection is concerned. But while we have been late to the party of data protection regulation, the fact still remains is that India is distinctly at a very advantageous position thanks to being late to the data protection party. The reason is that India has now got the benefit of learning from the experiences of various other nations, specifically the European Union, who has come up with the General Data Protection Regulation of 2018, which has now emerged as the international de facto go-to gold standard on data protection.
An individual has to look at this bill, what kind of benefit it can give to them. What have you got to say based on the draft that you have read earlier?
Based on the draft that one has read earlier, it's very clear that the drafts have been drafted in a manner so as to protect the personal data of individuals. The draft has come up with a legal definition of data. And it's also come up with concepts of data fiduciary, data principal, data processor, and has also gone ahead and defined the term person to include not just an individual, but even a Hindu undivided family, a company, a firm, an association of persons or body of individuals, whether incorporated or not, the state, and every artificial juristic person not falling in the above categories. So by one stroke, the last draft, which was the draft of the Digital Personal Data Protection Bill 2022, was aiming to cover almost all major stakeholders in the data economy ecosystem, including the government and the state. Now that comes in as a great sigh of relief for the users, because they find that the government is the biggest collator and the biggest repository of personal information. And if the government was to be exempt from the applicability of the data protection law, it would have actually created immense number of new challenges. But the very fact that the last draft talks about applying the provisions of the said draft to the processing of digital personal data within the territorial boundary of India, where either such personal data is collected from a data principles online or personal data is collected offline and the same is digitized. So basically, it's referring to all kinds of digital personal data that's available on computers, computer systems, computer networks, computer resources, communication devices, that's available within the territorial boundaries of India and even outside. But one important thing of the last draft was that it was not going to be made applicable to offline personal data, or which is to any personal data which is processed by an individual for any personal or domestic purpose, and also was specifically exempting from the applicability of the said draft personal data of an individual that's contained in a record that's been in existence for at least 100 years. The last draft also talked about the various grounds for processing digital personal data and specifically highlighted the need for requesting for the consent of a data principal before collecting, processing the said personal data. It gave specific focus on the principle of giving appropriate notice to the data subject, obtaining their specific consent, which must be obtained freely in an informed manner and in an unambiguous indication. Further, the said draft also talked about the concept of deemed consent, where in certain circumstances, the law was saying that a data principal is deemed to have given his consent to the processing of his or her personal data if such data processing is necessary in certain limited stipulated circumstances, or if the same is necessary in the public interest at large. Another important feature of the said last draft was that there was a massive focus on elaborating the general obligations of data fiduciaries in the Indian context in terms of what they should or should not be doing. The draft was particularly careful that we must come in with additional obligations in respect to processing of personal data of children, and therefore specific new obligations were sought to be stipulated. Now, the last draft had also talked of a normal data fiduciary and a significant data fiduciary, and it was aiming to straddle the significant data fiduciaries with far more parameters of due diligence that they had to carry on. The rights and duties of data principals were elaborately sought to be discussed in the last, including the right to information about personal data, the right to correction and erasure of personal data, the right to have your grievance redressed, the right to nominate any person in respect of your data, and also stipulated the various provisions pertaining to transfer of personal data outside the territorial boundaries of India. Of course, the law was the proposed last draft was significant, as it had sought to exempt various kind of operations of processing of personal data from the applicability of this bill.
If you see exemptions were to the government entities and or government notified entities. We have been seeing this lot of discussion around fiduciary, but for a layman in daily life, what fiduciary will mean? Who are the fiduciaries? How it is going to impact their daily life?
Well, from a layman's perspective, based on how data fiduciary was defined under the draft Digital Personal Data Protection Bill 2022, from a layman's perspective, data fiduciary actually meant or means any person who either himself in his alone capacity or in conjunction with other persons determines the purpose and means of processing of personal data. So, for example, if I take SIM cards from a cellular service provider and I give him my personal data. Now, when I give him my personal data, I am the data subject because I am the data principal who is actually giving the data. But the data is actually being given to a legal entity, being this cellular service provider, who becomes the data fiduciary. Because he, in conjunction with others, will determine the purpose and means of processing of such personal data, whether the same has to be fed to the government, whether it's to be fed into a particular portal, how the same has to be processed. Those are decisions that come within the ambit of the data fiduciary. And in fact, there's often an overlap. Data, a lot of times, the person to whom I give my data, maybe a cellular service provider, could both be a data fiduciary and could also be a data processor, because it could be processing personal data on behalf of either data principal or even on behalf of a data fiduciary. So it's a very, very complicated concept that's come in. India has never seen these kind of concepts, primarily because data has not been a very, very, shall I say, valuable commodity as far as India is concerned. And for that, we have to look at the sociological conditions, because India has emerged from joint family setup. And in this joint family setup, sharing of data has been the norm of life as far as India is concerned. It's only in the last couple of decades that there's far more heightened consciousness about the need for protecting data and the privacy that's resident therein. But having said that, the entire concepts must be appropriately simplified in order to be duly communicated to every citizen in India once this new law gets to be passed. Why? Because every citizen is going to be covered under this new law. And ignorance of law is no excuse in the eyes of law. Therefore, the moment you are going to pass this law, a big onerous responsibility will be on the government to come up with massive public dissemination campaigns to disseminate more information about these various concepts which have been now brought forward by the new proposed data protection legislation.
In case of people get a lot of telemarketing calls, there are a lot of cyber fraud that they face. Will this bill be able to mitigate all those activities?
Unfortunately, don't think that this bill will be able to mitigate almost all these problems that you've indicated. Yes, it's a good starting point, but it's only the start of a journey. It's not the end destination. The reason for this is that this bill is coming in almost about 23 years after we enacted the Information Technology Act 2000. So we have been all dealing with data for the last almost 3 decades. And the provisions for data protection under Section 43 and 43A of the Information Technology Act 2000 have been inadequate to prevent the misuse or abuse of data, including personal data. It's in this context that while this kind of an approach in the new digital data protection bill could bring in a new breath of fresh air, but the fact still remains that a lot of work will have to be done. The reason for this is this bill is now going on a different new premise that earlier bills were not going through. This bill is going on an exemplary cost deterrent legal principle to say that, look, if you don't comply with this particular law, maybe fines up to, say, 250 crore rupees to 500 crore rupees are going to be imposed on your company. Now, that's huge, very steep fines. That's never happened in the history of independent India. And if these fines are going to be stipulated, that's going to actually make large number of companies and corporates sit up and take notice and do proactive compliances with these kinds of new laws. But then ultimately, everything will depend upon how you will actually go ahead and enforce or implement the provisions of this new law, should this new law be passed. Also, today data is the fundamental foundational raw material which is being used for committing various kinds of data-related cyber crimes and criminal activities. And now with the advent of artificial intelligence and generative artificial intelligence, I find today data becomes even more critical. And therefore, the data-related criminal activities and cyber crimes, which have not been covered under the Information Technology Act 2000, ought to be covered under the new law. So if they are appropriately covered, and if the appropriate rights, duties, and responsibilities of various data principals, data fiduciaries, and data processors effectively enforced, then to a large extent, we could try to prevent the misuse or abuse of data that keeps on happening.
So we need to see the final wordings of the draft. And as you said, that there's need to create awareness among masses when the law comes in place. So that is going to be a massive exercise. But more clarity will emerge once the final bill is in the parliament and the clear wordings are there. And what are the changes that have been made to the draft, we get to know. Then we'll be able to assess more impact of the bill. Thank you for talking to us.
It's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on data protection for a safer digital ecosystem. The participants were Pavan Duggal, IT expert, and Prasoon Srivastav, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on EIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on EIR Official.